Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, we're going to talk a little bit about goals and goal setting, and I'm going to come at it from a slightly different perspective. The reason I'm going to come at this at a different perspective is because I think there's some things that you need to consider. I think that there's things that you're doing in your life that are disconnected. I think you have certain expectations of where you will be in the future, but you haven't sat down to articulate what your end stated goals are. You haven't built a roadmap designed to get you to where you're trying to get to. And I'm not picking on you. Trust me, man, I've been there. I've done that. So we're going to talk a little bit about goals, and hopefully I'll be able to impart some of the wisdom that has been imparted on me as I have made an informed decision to change the business rules of my life. In the early 1950s, there was a survey that was conducted, and this survey was distributed amongst the graduating class of Harvard University. The question that was posed to these students was simply this: do you have a written plan for your life? Only 5% of the respondents had any form of written plan. When the people conducting that survey followed up 20 years later, and they determined amongst the surviving people that they could make contact with, they evaluated the results on several levels of achievement, and the results were very surprising to the researchers. And we'll come back to those results in a little bit. For every person you meet, you will get a different definition of what success looks like. The way a person answers can many times shed light on their strengths and their weaknesses. They may talk about financial success, but be 40 pounds overweight. They might brag about their golf score, but worry that they maybe can't pay next month's country club dues. Another may talk about how great their job is as they head into marriage number 4. People seem to think that success in one arena means you must sacrifice in all other areas of your life. Many people believe success comes at the expense of other people. And I'm here to tell you, that's all hogwash. It's just not true. I have found that success in the different arenas of life, such as family, fun, fitness, financial, spiritual, is not an either-or proposition. Nor does it occur at the expense of others. I suggest that there is no success without balance in all of those areas. Now, the founder and CEO of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley, said, "You can have anything you want in life, but not everything." And when I heard Dell say that I could have anything I wanted, but not everything, I had to sit back and do exactly what you just did. I had to think about that for a moment. You know, the first thought that came to my mind was, well, can't I have everything? And the simple answer is no. There is one thing in life that we are not in control of, and that is time. There just simply is not enough time to do absolutely everything. However, I've got a caveat for you. There is time to be a professional bodybuilder, to win the Mr. Universe contest 6 different times, to be successful as a real estate investor, to star in 20 different movies, to head up the President's Council on Physical Fitness, to get married, to have 3 kids, to have heart surgery, and to ultimately become the governor of California, and then go back to making a bunch more movies. I think you get my point. And the person I'm describing is Arnold Schwarzenegger. I've actually met that guy in person. He's not as tall as I thought he was, but he's definitely a big dude. You know, Arnold is an example of a man who has the same 24 hours in a day that we have. Yet, he was able to achieve more results from his life than a dozen other men combined. The problem is that the universities, our bosses, our luxury car makers, the new home builders, the restaurants, the bars, the clothing makers have other ideas for your life. They want you to work the first 5 days of the month to pay for your cars, the next 10 days to pay for your house, the next 2 days to pay for your fancy clothes and jewelry and so on and so on. They want you to use food and alcohol as entertainment. The concept is this. They want you fat, drunk, and happy. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to ask a very simple question. What is success? And we'll be back after this.
Del Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. So in this segment, I'm going to talk a little bit about success because I think success is the end result of setting good goals for your life. And the lesson that I learned is that there is more than enough time to do everything you need to do in order to be happy, especially if you only do the things that truly move you toward your end stated goals. Just because you don't have written goals doesn't mean that you don't have goals. Trust me, you have goals. The problem is that most of your goals are not taking you toward what you truly want to achieve. They're taking you towards somebody else's goals. By writing down your goals, you begin to loosen the controls that society and the world and corporate America have set on your behalf. Now, Mark Victor Hansen said something kind of provocative, and I'm going to share it with you. He said, big goals get big results. No goals get no results or somebody else's goals. See, I'm not making that up. I got that from somebody else. Don't trade the symbols of success for success itself. What do I mean by that? Well, I've spoken to a lot of people that have certain goals. I mean, they've set certain goals in their life. Things like, you know, I want to own a Porsche, or I want to own a 5,000 square foot home, or I want to make X million dollars a year. Here's the problem with those goals. They're really just symbols. They're not goals. They're the rewards of setting worthy goals. You know, real goals are about your purpose in life, how you are going to contribute. Think about how you make money. How do you help and serve other people? That may sound idealistic or touchy-feely. And even though it is idealistic in that it's the basis of any capitalist society, it's really not touchy-feely. It's truly the harsh reality of true capitalism. So ask yourself this question. Where does money come from? What was your answer? Did you say the government, or maybe from the banks? Well, the banks and the government actually have no money. And some of you are thinking, what? What did he just say? Ask yourself this follow-on question. Whose money do they have? Yeah, they've got your money. You know, before you even get your check, the government takes its cut. Then whatever is left over, you get to use to pay for your cars, your houses, and other things that the advertisers out there have set as goals for you. Then, if you don't own a business to put your money into, you hand the rest over to your bank, or you just spend it on things that you think make you feel good. Simply put, every dime of capital in the United States is controlled by somebody, yeah, or some entity out there. There is no big pile of unclaimed money out there waiting for you to just go and pick it up. If you want more money in your pocket, it's going to have to come out of somebody else's pocket. Now, Deepak Chopra, and I probably just butchered his name, and I apologize to him for that, said, in life, giving and receiving are two parts of the same thing. I think what he's talking about is the concept that effective goals are as much about giving as they are about receiving. What are you going to give other people in return for them giving you their money? There's your goal. There's your mission in life. Zig Ziglar said something that we talk about all the time at Lifestyles Unlimited. He says, if you help enough other people get what they want, you can have anything that you want. And I think it's important to notice that the way Zig ordered that statement, he basically said, well, let me see if I can paraphrase it. He said, you know, the Porsche that you want, it's not first, it's second. You give, then you receive. When dealing with other credible people, giving and receiving are really one and the same. But there are two pitfalls out there. First of all, too many people want to skip the joy that is hard work and service and go straight to the Porsche in that 5,000 square foot house. This concept of something for nothing, well, that mentality is what destroys other people's goals, aspirations, and happiness. The other pitfall, don't fool yourself into thinking that because you saw someone else get lucky in life or business, that you too should also get lucky. You know, you might win the lottery, but assume you don't. And start working today to find your purpose in life. How are you going to help and serve other people? You know, one of our mentors at Lifestyles Unlimited has a very specific goal, and I'm going to share it with you just to give you an idea of what, you know, a good goal potentially could be. He said, I plan to teach enough people how to build wealth with real estate that I can have the things that I want. That goal causes him to get up in the morning, and it actually makes him happy and fulfilled. So, you know, you might be asking the question of, doesn't everybody have different goals? Well, the short answer is yes. But at the very core of every set of goals are the principles of effective living. I believe from reading hundreds of different definitions of success that there are a few points that are found in every definition. These are timeless definitions, some dating back well over 3,000 years. There's a lot of great information out there. When we come back from the break, I'm going to talk to you about a problem that lies in the fact that many people think that the wrong things get them to their goals. We'll be back right after this.
Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So, the problem lies in the fact that many people think that the wrong things get them to their goals. You know, people think that money will give them security. It won't. People think distractions like TV, music, alcohol, drugs will give them peace. They don't. Usually, though, through the advice of others or maybe peer pressure, we link up the wrong resulting expectation to our goals. And what you need to do is you need to seek balance. A balanced approach to success includes what we consider family, fitness, charity, career, wealth, spirituality, and even continuing education. So, why are goals so darn important? Well, let's go back to Zig Ziglar, because that guy is in the Gets It Club. He said, goals are important because you are 100% successful at everything you do. You know, most people ask a question similar to, well, if I'm so successful, how come I don't have everything I want out of life? Well, I want you to divide your goals into two parts: desires and wishes. Your desires are anything you say you want and already have. Your wishes are anything you say you want, but you have not yet achieved. I firmly believe that the definition of success is happiness, good health, peace, and the continued achievement of worthy goals that bring greater happiness, good health, and peace, both to you as an individual and to those around you. Let's take a look at what you do have, your desires. Let's talk about those first. How many of you are driving a 10-year-old car with over 200,000 miles on it? Yeah, most of you don't, do you? You drive a car that cost you somewhere in the neighborhood of anywhere from, I don't know, $25,000 to maybe $70,000. Some of you own a $60,000 luxury SUV that seats eight, and you only have three people in your family. How many of you are living in a $200,000 three-bedroom, two-bath, two-car garage home of around maybe, I don't know, 1,500 square feet? Most of you aren't, are you? No, you're in 2,000 or 3,000 or even 4,000 or even bigger homes with four or five or more bedrooms. Now, for those of you with a degree from a major university, now I'm one of those guys, I want you to know that at the average price of a college education, you actually spent more money and time to get that degree than many of us at Lifestyles Unlimited did to buy our first 10 rental houses that provide us maybe $4,000 a month in passive income each month. And that doesn't even account for the appreciation, the equity capture, the equity buildup, or the tax advantages of owning real estate. So why am I stressing all of this? I mean, it's starting to sound like that I'm just putting down your cars, your homes, and your degrees, and I'm kind of being a jerk. No, that's not what I'm doing. I'm trying to stress that those things have consumed massive amounts of your time, your money, your credit, and even your energy. You had a goal. You worked and sacrificed for it. You achieved it. You're successful. Let's be very clear about that. Give yourself credit that you are successful at everything you do. Having a degree or multiple degrees, to be honest with you, it's actually a pretty great achievement. It's not easy to get those things. But here's the real problem. Why did you desire the fancy cars, the big house, the degree, and not the wealth and passive income that would have given you the cars, the big house, and paid for the education to get you that degree? Only one thing makes you achieve the wrong goals. You believe those things would get you different results. You know, let me be very honest with you. Your parents, your teachers, your professors, your bosses, and other people in your life gave you those ideas. The problem is that those people are unqualified to set your goals for you. You listen to someone who didn't have the results in their life that you desired. Now, these people are not stupid, nor are they malicious. They're probably very bright and caring people. If you ever read The Richest Man in Babylon, written by George Klassen, he said in the book, very succinctly, you don't go to the brickmaker to learn about jewels. Yeah, let that sink in for a minute. So starting right now, you must take control of your life. You must dictate the source of your goals and not let unqualified people determine your goals for you. If you're talking to someone about how to get to your dreams, don't take advice from them if they are not already there. It's as simple as that. Now, Dennis Whatley, hopefully I got his name correct, he said, the reason most people never reach their goals is that they don't define them or ever seriously consider them to be believable or achievable. He went on to say, winners can tell you where they are going, what they plan to do along the way, and who will be sharing the adventure with them. Now, at the beginning of the show, I referenced a Harvard study that was done back in the 50s. And 20 years later, the researchers went back to the surviving students that were out there and asked them if they had written down their goals. The survey found that the 5% that had written goals were more balanced and happy individuals. For a more objective result, and since we live in a capitalist society, let's look at a more objective aspect of life. It's called money. The 5% who had written down goals had more money and assets than the other 95% combined. Writing down your goals makes a commitment in your brain that simply talking about it doesn't do. You're making a promise to yourself. People with written goals achieve 20 times the results from their life when compared to people who do not take the time to write those goals down. You know, this written plan, if reviewed daily or weekly, can push you forward in ways you can't even imagine. And it will keep the advertisers and others out there from setting your goals for you. You know, when Del Walmsley sat down to write the goals for Lifestyles Unlimited back in 1990, he really didn't look at the goals again until many years later. However, when he did, he noted that he achieved every single goal that he had written down. The power is in the action and the commitment that takes place in your brain when you write your goals down. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to talk about why people don't bother to write down their goals. We'll be back right after this.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Walmsley, on the effective way to run a business.
There are people that run their businesses on a shoestring. If you own an apartment complex and you have no cash, that's not a very effective way to run a business. My businesses, each and every one of them, have cash savings. In other words, we can make no money or make very little money, we'd still survive. For those of you that haven't thought it through that far and you don't have any cash savings, let's get you in here and get you educated on how to save what you already own. The mom and pop businesses are going to take a major hit. If you've been running your business that way, you need to get into Lifestyles right now and learn how to operate your business the right way.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So why don't people write down their goals? You know, writing down your goals is a step that is often kind of difficult to do sometimes, simply because of fear and ego. What if we don't achieve them? What about the pain of disappointment? What if we fail and look like idiots to our friends? The more common fear is that it's a waste of time because, well, stuff happens, right? And you really can't control life. One of the hardest things to do is to let go of the ego and take responsibility for your life. To say, you know, I don't have the results from my life that I want, and it's my fault. To admit it's not your fault, or your boss's, or the government's fault, is problematic. You need to accept responsibility. In reality, once you do that, that is true freedom. This is the way to live in peace. There is no more painful way to live than to think that you're a victim. That's completely hopeless. You are not meant to live in hopelessness. Once you take responsibility, then and only then can true change occur in your life. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to talk about setting SMART goals. And SMART is really an acronym, and I'm going to get into that fairly quickly here. So to make a SMART goal, it must meet certain criteria. You know, I recommend that you go online to your favorite search engine and type in SMART goals. You'll find hundreds of different interpretations of what that is that apply to everything from studying to for school to running, I don't know, a business or whatever. So let's get into that acronym. The S in SMART stands for specific. Ask yourself the six main questions when establishing your goal setting. Who, what, where, when, which, and why. The M, well, it stands for measurable. Establish specific criteria that you can track. The A, it means the goal has to be attainable. Set goals that are specifically important for you to achieve. The R, it's all about being realistic. Remember, a goal that you personally have the resources, ability, and desire to achieve, it's realistic. And the T talks about timeliness. When you write down and set a time to achieve your goal, your sense of urgency will drive you to achieving your personal task. So let's take a look at the difference between a couple of goals. First one I have for you is, I will start building passive income streams to retire young. The other one, I will start building passive income streams with real estate so that I can replace my earned income with passive income in 5 years or less. Now, the first one, yeah, let me just repeat it to you. I said, I'll start building passive income streams to retire young. That's not easily evaluated, and it really has no set timeline. The second goal, which was, I will start building passive income streams with real estate so that I can replace my earned income with passive income in 5 years or less. Well, that defines the goal clearly. You know, I basically said, replace my earned income with passive income in 5 years or less. That comes with a built-in get it done date. It's easy to understand. It's measurable. It's obtainable. And I know it's obtainable. I know it's smart because I have dozens of mentors that advise me who've already done it. They've been there, they've done that, they got the t-shirt. So the purpose of today's show is not to poke you in the chest. It's not to call you a bad guy or say that you're a loser, because you're not. You're not. You're absolutely not any of that stuff. But if you want to change the path that you're on, you have to make an informed decision to do that. And you're going to have to carve out a little bit of time in your life to set some SMART goals. Once you start to do that, you'll notice a change in your life. The other thing that you need to do is you need to make those goals visual. You need to place them somewhere where you're going to see them. You know, writing down all those great goals that you have for yourself and then sticking them in the back of a notebook, that's not going to cut it. It's going to cause you to forget about what's there. But if you put it in a place where it's in your face, it's going to be more effective. Now, one of the things that my wife and I do is we set goals for ourselves, and we follow the SMART acronym. They're SMART goals. And when we lay out the goals, these goals are interwoven with themselves. In other words, we set goals for the near term, the short term, and the long term. What does that mean? Well, the near term is stuff that we want to accomplish in the next say, 90 days. The short term are things that we want to accomplish in the next year. And the long term are things that we want to accomplish in the next 5 years. And when we set these goals, we always start with the long term first. We always sit down and say, where do we want to be in 5 years? And of course, we cheat a little bit. We look at what some of our previous goals were because we post them. They're in our face. And we refine those goals as necessary. The key thing is this. The long-term goals that I set at the beginning of this year, I've eroded 1 year off of that. So really what I'm doing is I'm going back and I'm refining those long-term goals to take into account I have to build another year back into it. Now, the short-term goals that we set, the ones that are basically, this is what we're going to get done in the next year, those goals are nested within the long-term goals. So in other words, accomplishing those short-term goals will assist us with achieving the long-term goals. And the near-term goals, the ones that we're trying to do in the next 90 days, well, 90 to 120 days, they're nested within the short-term goals. So what you're probably gathering is that we don't necessarily do our goal setting on January 1st and forget about it. No, we actually sit down about every quarter and we take a look at those goals because the near-term goals, they would have expired. We either achieved them or we didn't achieve them. If we achieved them, good for us. If we didn't achieve them, then we kind of look back and say, why did we fail to do that? And maybe we make adjustments. And some of those adjustments may have an impact on the short-term or the long-term goals. What it does for us is it gives us an ability to get us down the path we're trying to get down. And when we started real estate investing, one of our long-term goals was to do exactly what I mentioned to you earlier, which was specifically to get ourselves to a place of retirement in 5 years or less. And because we set those goals and because we stayed focused on those goals, we got it done in around 2 years. And you can do the same. If you want to get started with real estate investing, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.